The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Mishpotim. Mishpotim has many, many mitzvahs. In Mishpotim Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof, the following few psukim deal with three very important mitzvahs. You shall not harm a ger, a convert, and you shall not afflict him, because you yourself were strangers in Egypt. Any widow or orphan you shall not harm. Im ane sane eisoi, kim tzok yitzak elai, shemoye eshmatza kosoi. If you shall harm them, and then they will cry out to me, I will listen to their cries. Bechora api, and my wrath will glow. Baharakti eschem bechorev, and I will kill you with a sword. Behoyu nisheichem almonais uveneichem yisomim, and your wives shall be widows, and your sons shall be orphans. So here we are dealing with the ger, that's the stranger, the almona, the widow, and the yosem and the orphan. Let's spend some time this evening, we've done this in the past also, to go into these mitzvahs. Firstly, v'ger le'seine v'le'sil chotzenu, that you shall not harm a ger. Rashi tells us le'seine in Ozdvorim. This refers to harming him with dibur, with speech. You shall not embarrass him, you shall not insult him. Le'sil chotzenu, what does it mean to afflict a ger? B'gzeilis moment. Rashi says this refers to taking his money. Now, even though that we are obligated, we are commanded not to harm any person, or not to steal from anyone, we see here that the Torah specified the ger. Ki gerim hayisem, because you were strangers. Im haynisei afu yochalei nescho v'lei melocho af atom mi gerim bos. If you will take advantage of him, if you will look down upon him, if you will be mekel b'cheder, you will not honor him properly, well, he can do the same thing to you. Because you also were gerim. You also were strangers. In Eretz Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Mum sheboch al teme l'chavrcho. When a person has a blemish, he should not scoff at another person who has the same blemish. Then the Rashi tells us, kol loshon ger odom shelei neilad be'eis medina. What does it mean, ger? That means someone who wasn't born in this place. But he's coming from a different place to live here. So therefore, just like when we were in Egypt, we were strangers for a good many years, for 210 years. And our ancestry, Yaakov and the Shvatim, Yosef and the Shvatim, were all gerim in a land that were not theirs, that was not theirs. So therefore, we must be cognizant that the stranger that comes to live with us, he comes to convert and he comes to be nichnas tachas kanvei hashchina, he wants to become part of Klal Yisrael under the protection of the Shechina, even though he was not born amongst us, but we also come from an ancestry of strangers. Now this point will need more clarification, because usually when we say mum sheboch al teme lechavrocho, that if you have a specific blemish you should not scoff at the same blemish in your chavir, this is speaking of a blemish that you have now, the blemish of gerus, of being aliens and strangers. That's a blemish that we had, but we don't have it today. Today we are not gerim. So what does it mean, mum sheboch al teme lechavrocho? So this is something that will need a little more clarification, but we'll see a clarification of this in the Gemara. Then, on the second mitzvah, kol amona v'yosem leisanun, that you shall not harm a widow or an orphan. So Rashi tells us, hu adin lechol odom, ele shedibar akose behiva, lefi shehim tashushi keach v'dover motzui la'anishon. That really, this mitzvah refers to everyone. You're not allowed to harm or to insult anyone. So why does the Torah then specify almona v'yosem, an orphan, a widow and an orphan? Because dibra koset behavior, it's more likely that you will transgress the general mitzvah in reference to an orphan or a widow. Because when you speak harshly to another person, it's not necessarily so that you're going to insult him, because he can stand on his own 2 feet. But heim tashu shekeach. But an orphan is someone who has no father or he has no mother. Incidentally, the halacha of an orphan is even someone who lacks one parent. And as long as he's in the age where he's still reliant upon parents. And a widow is someone who's alone, and therefore they are very alulim, they're very prone to be harmed, to be insulted, to be embarrassed, to be hurt. Therefore, the likelihood of transgressing the mitzvah of hurting anyone is more by these two. This is how Rashi learns. Actually, this is a machlekes in the Mechilta. Actually, there's a machlekes in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether this is speaking, this transgression, this Issa refers to everyone, except it's more commonly found by the widow and the orphan, or if there's a specific transgression in the Torah for an almona and an orphan. Now Rashi seems to take on the other opinion, but Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a specific transgression for the almona and the orphan, and we'll see this is how the Rambam learns. So, besides the transgression of harming any person, be it with words, that's the Isra Veinoz Dvorim, that you're not allowed to insult someone. This is not Loshon Hora. Loshon Hora is when you speak badly of someone behind his back. And Veinoz Dvorim is when you insult someone. See, or you hurt someone, or you criticize someone. Well, it's not justified in the eyes of the Torah. Well, you're not allowed to do it. This is the general Isra. But here, as mentioned, we have a specific Isra, which refers to the Almona and the Yosem. Then Rashi brings, this is also from the Gemara, that we see that there's a terrible, terrible punishment on those who do afflict a widow or an orphan. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will listen to their cries, and he will become so angry that he will kill you with a sword, and your wives will be widows and your sons orphans. We see that the revenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes is a terrible revenge. So the Gemara asks, Rashi brings, if it says that I will kill you and your dear shenoshim almonos v'nechim yisayim, so then I know that your wife will be widows and your children will be orphans. So why does the Torah have to tell me that I will kill you and your wives will be widows and your children will be orphans? Ela haleizu klola acheres. This is another degree in this punishment. Shianoshim sruraiz ke almonis chayes. Shaloya edim lemises ba'alehen v'tiena asuris linose. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill the person who afflicts the widow to the point where his wife will always remain a widow. For example, it won't be clear, there won't be clear evidence that he died. Like he went off to war and he didn't come back. And therefore his wife won't be able to remarry. So that's what the Torah is telling us. Not merely that your wife will be a widow that can go and remarry, but she will be a widow that won't be able to remarry. Vahabonim yu yusaimim, and not that your children will be orphans, but it's possible that they will leave the state of being orphans. Shleyanichum bezdin leil nichse avihem, the fishein yedim bimeisim nishbo. They will be orphans, where they will not be allowed to inherit the state of their father, because the bezdin will not allow it. Since we don't know if the father was killed or he's still alive, so they won't allow that the estate should be resolved. So they will remain in their state of being orphans. Now, naturally, this must be speaking. I mean, a question that we can ask here is that if this person did the Aveira, so why should his wife suffer and why should his children suffer? So this is a good question. But it must be speaking in some situation where they are also guilty. At any rate, we see that the punishment for this is very, very great. And the reason is, Mida Keneged Mida. Kodesh Baruch Hu repays one accordingly. And since this person afflicted a widow or afflicted an orphan, so Kodesh Baruch Hu will repay him accordingly. Now this classification of people are known as the umlolim, the downtrodden ones. The ger, the almona, the yosem. Also many times is brought here the oni also, the one who is very poor. These are the downtrodden ones. And we see here that the Torah gave particular mitzvahs, besides the mitzvahs, to honor every person and to be careful how to deal with every person, particular mitzvahs, how a Jew must treat the downtrodden. A little further, in Shmeishchov Gimel, Pasuk Tes, it states again, V'ger le'silchotz, you shall not afflict the stranger. V'atem yedatem es nefesh ha'ger ki gerim yisim eres Mitzrayim. And you know how the ger feels, because you also were strangers. So here the Torah repeats itself. The Rashi brings, V'harbim mekemes yizharu Torah al ha'ger. V'pnei shesurei ra. Many places the Torah cautioned us on how to treat the stranger. Because Surei Ra, since he comes from a beginning which was not from the sanctity of Klal Yisrael, so there is always the possibility that if he will be afflicted too much, he might turn back. And this is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. So therefore, in many places, the Torah cautioned us on this. And we'll see more of this in the Gemara. Here the Torah wrote, V'atem yedatem es nefesh ager. So we have two things here. First of all, you shouldn't take advantage of the ger because you yourself are gerim. You yourself have such a blemish. Secondly, you should know better than other people what it means to be in a stranger, in an alien in a strange land. Because for 210 years, your own people were aliens in a strange land. And ve'eretz shelo lahem. Therefore, you should know better. You're more guilty of this. Now, here the Torah is coming to break the geus of the person. A person is always misgoya, always wants to inflate himself, inflate his ego, and tries to place himself on a pedestal higher than the next person. And when there's an alien, a stranger, or a convert, so this is something that's very easy for him to do. So the Torah is telling him, not so. Don't inflate your ego so much. Because even though you're a born Jew, now this is something very common. It's the natural tendency that someone is born a Jew, or he comes from a great line of Yichus, that he'll look down at the ger. Because I come from many generations of good stock. And you, just yesterday or just a few generations ago, where did you come from? So the Torah is telling us, don't inflate your ego. Firstly, you should know better. Atem yedatem nefesh ager. You should know what it means to be a stranger. So don't inflate yourself so much. Secondly, you also come from very humble beginnings. Because your ancestors also were gerim. And therefore, mum sheboch al teimi b'chavrcho. This is what the Torah is cautioning us. Now many people think that this is a midas chassidus. This is a good attribute to try to have. that when it comes to deal with an orphan or a widow, this is Al-Tzad HaMusar. This is a very nice adornment, good character, or not giving proper honor to the ger. This all goes into the makeup of good character. This is very true. But one should realize that we're dealing here with mitzvahs aseis and mitzvahs leis aseh, positive and negative commandments, as we see here and we'll see further. And these are the same mitzvahs as tefillin, and this davening, and this shofar, and this kashrus, and all of the other mitzvahs. This is not advice from the Torah how to perfect your personality. But these are gufei Torah. These are mitzvahs essays and mitzvahs leisases. And in many ways we see that they carry much greater punishment than other mitzvahs carry. So this is something very important for all of us to constantly realize. The Gemara in Masechta Baba Metzia tells us even more. The Mishnah in Perek Hazov, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, tells us, "Kishem she'ino b'mekach u'memke, kach eino b'dvorim." Just like you can harm a person monetarily, so can you harm a person emotionally, by words. You take from a person, or you cheat a person. That's a nose moment. You overcharge him, you cheat him. So you harmed him b'nichseihim, in his property. But you can also harm a person through words, which is a emotional harm, a psychological harm. And the Gemara goes through a whole sugya, which we have gone through in the past. And that's not the subject of this year. But then the Gemara, the Mishnah brings that included in this transgression of Enos Dvorim is to harm the ger. So the Mishnah states, Leyema lei zechor ma'asecho rishayin imhu ben gerim, Leyema lei zechor ma'ase avasecho. If the person is a son of gerim, so you shouldn't say to him, remember what your fathers did. Don't remember what your fathers did and don't hold yourself equal to us, or don't hold yourself so righteous. Shneema v'ger leiseine v'leisilchotzeno. Because as it states in the Torah, and it brings our posuk, that you shall not harm a ger, you shall not afflict a ger. Then the Gemara brings, in the Braisa, adds to it. Imhu hayoger, if he's not a son of a ger, but he's a ger himself, ubolil meteru, he comes to learn Torah, comes into yeshiva to study Torah. Al yemalei, you shouldn't say to him, Pesho achal nevelus utrefish kotziv remoshim bor lil meiterish en emrem ipiagvura. You want to come and learn Torah. A mouth that ate nevelus and trefish kotziv remoshim. Everything that was impure. Everything not kosher. And now you come to speak the words of Torah that were given at Sinai, that were uttered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. This you're not allowed to say. This you're not allowed to say. Because in the Torah it says, Leiseine. Ger Leiseine v'leisilchotzeno. If he wants to come to study Torah, he's equal to all others. Now we're speaking about a ger tzedek. See? We're speaking about a ger, a person who's righteous, who keeps mitzvahs. And incidentally, I think we're all aware that Klal Yisrael has had some very, very great gerim. Very great gerim. We all know that Rus was a geyoris. And many, many people today when they want to emphasize their yichus, and we're speaking about people who come from great lines of rabbonim or Hasidic rebbes, and they have family trees that go back generations and generations, the greatest yichus usually that one can manage to be miyachas himself to is to Rashi. Why? Because it was said that Rashi came from the family of Dovra Melech. And one yichus can there be better than the family of Dovra Melech? So therefore, if one can emphasize the fact that he comes from Rashi, it's the greatest yichus in Klal Yisrael. Dovra Melech himself was a descendant of a Ger. He was a descendant of Rus. So the greatest yichus of Klal Yisrael came from Geyoris. We have Uncalus. The Targum Uncalus, that's the Aramaic translation of the Sefer Torah. Every word is considered Kodesh Kedoshim, as sanctified as can be. Why? Because the Gemara says that the Targum was given at Sinai. So the Gemara says, but Uncalus wrote it. It was given at Sinai, and it was forgotten. And it was Uncalus who brought it back. Now, Uncalus himself was a Ger. The greatest Rebbe of the time of the Mishnah is said to be Rebbe Kiva. And from Rebbe Kiva came the Talmud of Shimon ben Yochai. Now from Rebbe Kiva comes almost our entire interpretation and foundation of Torah Shebal Peh, if we can relate it to a single person. And from Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai comes the foundation of the entire Nistar, the entire concealed wisdom of the Torah, what is popularly called the Kabbalah. Rebbe Kiva was a descendant of Geri. So people should be cognizant of this, that we've had some very illustrious Gerim in our community. The Gemara brings on Nun Tesamet Beis Ton Rabbonim, the rabbis learned, Hamanes Ager Eve Bishlei Shalavim. Someone who insults a Ger, so he transgresses three negative commandments. Bahalechatzei, and someone who afflicts him is also Aver, transgresses three. First the Gemara wants to say two, and then it comes to the conclusion three. What's the difference between insulting him or afflicting him? See, here the Gemara says a little different than Rashi says in Chumash. Afflicting him seems to be where you pressure him to do something. For example, the Gemara says you pressure him to pay money that he owes. So the Gemara says, why? Because twice in the Torah does it say, Leisena, that you shall not insult the Ger. Once it says it by us here in Mishpotim, what we just mentioned. The Ger Leisena. Another time, it says this in Vayikra Chofei. In Parshas Bahar. No, excuse me. In Vayikra Yutes, that's in Parshas Kedoshim, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Parshas Kedeshim Vayikra Yutes Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'chiyogar itcha ger bi'artzichem. When a ger lives in your land, leisenu oisai, you shall not harm him. So twice in the Torah does it say you shall not harm him. And then a third time in the Torah it says in Parshas Bahar, and this is in Vayikra Chofei Pasuk Yudalet, that when you sell the chisim krumim kalamisecha, economy aramisecha, when you sell something to your friend, al tenu ishas ochiv, you shall not harm one another. And then a second time there, v'leisenu ishas amisei, that's in Pasuk Yudzayin, to tell us that when you insult any man, when you harm any man with words, you transgress this aveiru. So the Gemara says as follows: if you harm a ger, first of all, you have transgressed the commandment of harming any Yisrael, because a ger is Yisrael. Secondly, you have transgressed two other commandments of specifically harming a ger. So therefore, you're able to give a loving, three negative commandments. Then the Gemara tells us, Bahalechatzai, what happens if you afflict him? Now, afflict him, we said, that means not only do you insult him, but you put pressure on him. You force him to do something which is difficult for him to do. So the Gemara says you also transgress three negative commandments. Gimel Avim. Why? Because in our Parsha, twice does it say, Leisilchatz. In our Parsha it says, Ger Leisene V'Leisilchatzenu. And then in the second Pasuk that we quoted, a little further, Ger Leisilchatz. So it says twice. And then the Gemara says that in our Parsha, in Pasuk Chof Dalet, it states, Im kesef talve es ami, es oni imoch, if you lend money. The Gemara says this is a mitzvah. That it's a mitzvah to lend money to a fellow Jew. Lo siya lekinesha. You shall not be to him anesha. What does it mean, anesha? You shall not come leititvene b'chazoko. Imato yedea she'en le'alti deim alav ki lehilviso. You're not allowed to come and pressure him to pay. If you know he doesn't have the money, you shouldn't even remind him that he owes it to you. Not that you have to give up the money, but you wait. See? Right, if he has the money, that's something else. But if he doesn't have the money, he can't pay you back, then you shouldn't even bring up the subject with him. And certainly not pressure him to pay. This is what the Torah says. In case of Talvez Ami, when you lend money to my nation, as only imoch to the poor, leisiyalek a nation. Now the Gemara explains this is not only a poor, it means the poor come first. But a wealthy person also is a mitzvah to lend to, because the wealthy also have to borrow money. Leisiyalek a nation, you shall not be to him a nation, you shall not force him, you shall not pressure him, you shall not push him to pay. So the Gemara says, if you afflict any person, to the point where you're trying to get something from him, you're over this love, you transgress the leisaser. Therefore, if you pressure a ger to pay up something, so besides transgressing two isurim of leisilchatz that states explicitly in the Torah, you're also transgressing a third isur of kinesha, that you're being a nesha, and this includes anybody, any Jew, and he's also a Jew. So actually there are six Isurim, six negative commandments when it comes to be involved with a ger. We'll see a little later that there is another commandment also. Now we mentioned before that one should equalize this with other mitzvahs of the Torah. We see this is much more important than other mitzvahs of the Torah, because many, many major mitzvahs of the Torah have one mitzvah involved in them. Here, so far, we're dealing with six. Then the Gemara tells us, Tanya Reb Lezer HaGodol Leimer. Reb Lezer HaGodol said, Mipnei Mai Yiziru Teire Belamed Vav Mekemes, Be'amri Lo Be'mem Vav Mekemes, Begir. That he said, in 36 places, the Torah mentioned this mitzvah. Some say in 46 places, the Torah mentioned this mitzvah. Mipnei Shesurei Ra. Because since they came not from such a sanctified beginnings, so they're prone where if things could get too tough, they might be forced to go back. Then the Gemara says, "My diksiv v'gerla sheina v'leishilchatzenu ki gerim yisum v'yadis mitzrayim." Rav Nosson ayma mum sheboch al teme lechavrecha. What did the Torah tell us? Because you were also strangers in Egypt, because you shall not remind a friend of a blemish that you have. Haynu da amri inshi de zokif leizekifa bedyutka leinemele lechavre zokif binte. Now Rashi explains this as follows. He says, "Mishi yesh leitolu b'mashpachte." If there was a family that, heaven forbid, one of the members of the family was a criminal. He was a criminal, he was a murderer, and they tried him and convicted him, and he was hung. So this is a disgrace to that family all of the time. So Layamela Abda Eleven Beisei Talali Dag. So members of that family are very careful not to talk about hanging. They don't want to bring up the subject. They won't even tell their servants, "Go and hang this fish for me," the Gemara says. Because they don't even want to associate, identify, they don't want to bring up the subject. Because this is a black mark on their family. Shekol shem tliya ganayahulai. Any talk of any type of hanging is a scandal to them. So this is what the Gemara means. This is what the Torah means. We asked before, what does it mean that you shouldn't mention to them that they're gerim, because you were also gerim, but we were gerim a couple thousand years ago. We're not anymore. Well, you're gerim today. It's a blemish. It's not the best status to come from gerim. So therefore, you want to look down at the gear because you're a foreigner. A person who has a disgrace in his own family doesn't mention that disgrace to others. You also have that disgrace in your family, the Torah said. Ki gerim yisum eretz Mitzrayim. You also come from foreigners. Klal Yisrael developed in Egypt. There they became the nation. They were a nation of foreigners. So don't look down at the ger that he's a foreigner, because just like someone who once had scandal in his family is very careful to mention it, you also should be very careful to mention about foreigners. That's what it means. Ki gerim ha'isim eretz Mitzrayim. You also were gerim eretz Mitzrayim. Mum b'shebach al talme b'chavata. The mum that you have, you should not tell others about. We have another pasuk in the Torah, and that is in Parshas Ekev, Dvorim Yud. Vorim Yud Posegutus. Now, right before the Posegutus, that's the actual mitzvah. But two psukim before states, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim. The Lord your God, He is the God of all gods, and He is the Lord of all lords. He is the Lord who's great, who's strong, who's mighty and terrified, who's terrible. Asher leyisafonim veleikach shechet, and therefore He is intimidated by no one. See? He favors no one unjustly, and he's not in a position to accept bribery. Eisim mishpat yosom ve'almono. He himself will see that justice is done for the orphan and the widow. Va'iv ger loseis leilechem v'simlo. And he loves the ger, the convert, to give him bread and garments. Va'afte mesager. You shall love the ger, ki gerim eisim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Because you were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Now here we have ve'afte mesager, a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment, that you shall love the ger. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Deos Rambam brings in Halacha Gimel and Daled. Mitzvah al kol odom le'ev es kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael kigufe. It's a positive commandment that every Jew must love his fellow Jew. Shnema ve'achter re'acha kameicho. As it states that you shall love your friend like yourself. Lefichach tzorach l'sapi b'shvochei. Therefore you should constantly speak praise. You should speak words of praise about him. Ve'lochei sal memeinei. Kasher hu chasal momen atzmei, and he should worry about his money just like he worries about his own money. Vereitze bichveid atzmei, and he should worry about his friend's honor just like he is concerned with his own honor. Vamishchabei bikolein chaverei, ein lechelik leilam abo. And if a person exploits the downfall of his chaver, if he exploits the embarrassment of his chaver, he loses his portion in the world to come. This is how serious this aver is. If a person, if he sees a person of his who's fallen, he has a mapola, a great downfall, and he utilizes that for his own exploitation of his own honor, then he loses his portion in the world to come. Now, that's regarding every Jew. Then the Rambam brings an halacha dalet, avas ager shebo v'nichnos tachas kanfi hashchina. Shtei mitzvos esei. When it comes to love a convert, then we're dealing with two positive commandments. Achas mibnei shehu bichlal reim. Firstly, he's a fellow Jew, so therefore you're obligated to honor him and love him like any other fellow Jew. V'achas mibnei shehu ger. And one, because he's a ger. And the Torah said specifically that you shall love the ger. So we see here now it is a mitzvah asay. Besides the six negative commandments, is a mitzvah asay. That a person is obligated to love a ger. He's obligated because, first of all, he's a Jew. And secondly, because he's a ger. Tziva alav as ager, kimeish tziva alav as atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to love the ger just like he commanded you to love himself. Because the same expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you that you shall love him with, he used for the ger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzma eiv gerim. Shenemar ve'eiv ger. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself loves gerim. As we brought from the Pasuk, it states that the Almighty himself loves the ger. So this is, we're dealing here with some very, very great dimensions. The Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch brings in this mitzvah, in these mitzvahs, that it's the tendency, it would be the tendency, the natural tendency to look down on a ger. He's a second-rate citizen. See? He's a foreigner. Doesn't come from Yichus. And the Torah wanted from a Jew utmost perfection. And therefore, even greater then when it comes to dealing with a fellow Jew, the Torah gave more Isurim when it comes to dealing with a fellow Ger. So we see we're dealing here with very great dimensions. Two very important points in this subject. Is one, we have a halacha in Hilchos Bikurim . There's a Mishnah in Masechta Bikurim that states that a Jew that owns land in Eretz Yisrael and he farms it and he has fruit, so the first fruits he's supposed to bring to Yerushalayim, brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, he says vidui, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him all of these crops in this land, and then he gives the fruits to the Kohanim. So this is the mitzvah of Mevi V'Korei, that he brings and he reads the psukim from the Torah. The Mishnah in the Talmud Bavli states that a ger is Mevi V'Enekeder. There are some who can bring the fruits but they cannot read the psukim, because they can't say Al Oretz Asher Nosati Li. They can't say thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land which you have given me. Only someone who was given a chelek, who was given Eretz Yisrael, who has a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land which you have given me. But a ger, he wasn't given a portion in Eretz Yisrael, because the Eretz Yisrael were given to the Oves, and the Oves gave it to the Yetzei Mitzrayim, to those who went out of Mitzrayim. And it was divided amongst them. So someone who came later to become a ger, he has no portion in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he with others cannot say, Al Oretz Asher Nosati Li, the land which you have given me. Therefore, they bring the Bikurim, maybe Ve'enekeder, but they don't read. The Rambam brings that others don't read. The Rambam brings in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Bikurim, Halacha Gimel, Hager Mevi V'Keri. But a ger brings, and he does read the psukim. Why? How can he? Shnema le'Avraham av hamein goyim nesaticho. Because he can say, on the land which you gave to me, on the land which you gave to my fathers. Because Avraham was made av hamein goyim. Torah tells us, we mentioned this when we were studying about Avraham. Avraham's name originally was Avram. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to him and said that I'm adding a hey in your name. No longer will you be called Avram, but you will be called Avraham. Why? Because before you were Avram, before you were the father of Aram Naharaim, you were the father of the place where you came from. Now you will become Av Hamein Goyim, you will become a father of a multitude of nations. Now, who did Avraham become a father over? See, a father of a multitude of nations, who? I mean, Yishmael, that's not a multitude of nations. Yitzchok, that's not a multitude of nations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham that since you brought to the world the Das Hashem, the knowledge of myself, the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you taught this to the world, you taught this to the people. So any nation, any individual that will come one day, tachas kanfei hashchina, and want to know me, and want to serve me, he shall be your son. This is what it's meant, that no longer will you be Avram, you will be Avraham, Av Hamein Goyim. You will be the father of any person who will want to come and serve me. So therefore the Rambam brings
that he can say, Alaoretz shenasati li, Alaoretz that you gave to my fathers. Because Eretz Yisrael was promised to Avraham. And a ger that's coming to be nichnas tachas kanfei Ashkina is the son of Avraham. So he can say that on the land that was given to me. This is what the Rambam brings. Tachas kanfei Ashkina. Ulavraham hoyisa ashvut chila. And to Avraham was the first oath that he will sheyir shubonaves oretz, that his sons will inherit the land. Where does the Rambam get this from? Here the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says ager may be veinakere. So the Mefarshim bring that Mishnah zu ein halacha. This Mishnah that we have in the Bavli is not the halacha we don't pass like. Because in the Bishalmi, Toni Bishem Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda learned in the Bishalmi, ger atzmei may be vekere. A ger can bring and he can read the psukim. Ma tam ki av hamein goyim nisaticho. L'sho'over ha'yiso av la'aram nikan ve'elech av l'chol ha'goyim. Because Avraham is the father of all of these nations that will come to Achas Kanfi Ashkina. And then Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Halocha ki Rabbi Yehuda. The Halocha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And they paskin where a ger brought Bikurim, and he did read the Parsha. So this is where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam's not arguing on the Mishnah, but there's a Yishalmi that argues on the Mishnah. So we see from here that when someone comes from Chutz, from outside of Klal Yisrael, and he wants to be nichnas tachas kanfei Ashkina, and he wants to be a ger tzedek, he automatically becomes a son of Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham is the one who gave this yediya in the world, this knowledge in the world, to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the ger is called Ben Avraham. That's one very interesting point. A second very interesting point is that we find in the Chazal, not only when someone actually becomes a ger, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a special eye on him, but even before. In the Sefer Rus, it states, states in Rus Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Tes, when Naomi was returning. Now Naomi was a very righteous woman, very, very righteous woman. So righteous Naomi was that it states, Vateitzei min hamokom. This is in Pasuk Zayin. That when she left the place, Vateitzei min hamokom asher oisa shomo ushtei chaloseo imo, when she went to stay Moab, and now she was returning and coming back, and she left the place. So the Chazal say Rashi brings Loma Ne'amar to tell us shehoi magid she yitzia sadik min hamokom nikeres ve'eser reishem pon aziva pon hadora pon shibcho shel ir. Just like when Yaakov left his place. So when the tzaddik, when the righteous one leaves a city, creates a tremendous vacuum in the city. The city has lost its beauty, it's lost its glory. So therefore it says the same thing by Naomi. When she left where she was, in Moab, it was a tremendous vacuum. The city lost its glory, lost its beauty. So we see Naomi was a very righteous woman. Then the Megillah tells us in... And Pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Tes, Vatera ki misametzes hi loleches ito, that she wanted to leave her two daughter-in-laws there and come back to Eretz Yisrael alone. And Ruth refused to leave. And she pressed very hard and she insisted. So when she saw this, Vatechta ledaber elecha, when she saw how much Ruth was adamant to part with Naomi, but she wanted to come to with Naomi and join Naomi's nation, so Naomi said, alright, I will not try to stop her anymore. So she ceased speaking to her. The next pasuk states, "Vatelachno shtehem ad bona beis lechem." They both went. Now, what does it mean? They both. We're speaking here of Naomi, who was from the most righteous of Klal Yisrael, and we're speaking here of Ruth, who was a goya. Ruth, who was a non-Jewish. See? So, what does it mean? Shtehem, that the Torah encompassed both in one word, both of them. It should say, but if you're speaking about a king and a servant, you don't say they both walked. You say the king and the servant walked. It should say, but Teilachno Naomi Imrus, the Rus. So Rashi brings from the Chazal, Omer Rebabol. Rebabol said, Bol rei kama chavivim agerim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see how dear the gerim are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiven shenitna daitel isgayer, hishvayso akosim lenomi. She wasn't even megayer yet. Once she made up her mind that she wants to be mezgayer, then the Torah equalizes her to Naomi. Hishva akosim, shtehem. They're both the same. So here we see a new dimension. Not only after one has become a ger, do we have to give them such honor. But once they decide to become a ger tzedek, a righteous ger, then we also have to treat them in this manner, as we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So these are some of the dimensions that we learn from the mitzvahs in regards to Geri. And let me repeat again, 7 mitzvahs. 3 negative commandments of Leisenu, that you shall not harm the Ger psychologically or emotionally. And 3 negative commandments, Leisel Chotzenu, that you shall not afflict him by forcing him to pay or do something. And a mitzvah to say a positive commandment of Aftemes Ager, that you shall love the Ger. Now, as we mentioned, in the Umlolim, the Torah tells us the Almona and the Yosef, the widow and the orphan also. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Deos Perek Vov Halacha Yud, Chayiv Odom Lizoire B'Yesomim V'Almonais. A person is obligated to be very, very careful with orphans and with widows. Because they're at a very low point. Their morale is very low. Veruchem nemucha. Apol bishein bali moment. Now one might should not think, well, here's an orphan who has left a fortune. She's a millionaire. Now, the Torah makes no distinction. Even if an orphan or a widow are very wealthy, afilo amanosi shel melech v'yaseimov, even the widow of a king and his orphans, muzorim onu, we are commanded aleihem, we are commanded to regard them differently. Shenemar kol amone v'yosem leisanu. Now here the Rambam is learning not like Rashi in Chumash, not that this is the general transgression, except it's more likely to occur by an almoni yosem, but there's a specific transgression. So how should we deal with them? You should not speak to them except in a soft manner. You shall not deal with them except in a most honorable fashion. You shall not overwork them. If a person is an employer and he has an almona in his employee, it's a great responsibility. It's a very great responsibility. Or if he has yesomim, orphans in his employee, he must not overwork them. And you shall not speak harshly to them. You're obligated to take care of their money more than your own money. Now hereby, after that, you're obligated to love your fellow man. There it states that you must take care of his money like you would take care of your own money. But here, when it comes to a widow and an orphan,
So not only you have to watch their money, you have to watch their money more. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah, many dinim in the Torah, where the Chazal made exceptions for the Yisomim. The Chinuch brings it. But these are many. We'll have them in the Masechta Baba Basra that the yeshiva is learning. We'll have it soon in the sugya coming up. For example, if someone has a document that Reuven owed him 1,000 rand, he has a document, he has a shtar. Reuven died. So now he comes to collect from the estate. Now usually, if the document is signed properly by witnesses, and the witnesses are validated, then he can collect. By orphans, we won't let him collect. The document's not sufficient. He'll have to take an oath also. If a case appears before the court, and we see there's a claim against an individual, and the other individual, the other litigant, can counterclaim, but he's not sure of the circumstances in order to counterclaim. All right, then he cannot counterclaim. If a claim is against Yisomim orphans, then Beis Din will make that counterclaim, even though we're not sure of the circumstances. Taninin li Yisomim. There were halachos that if you sell something and the other person makes a kinyan on it, that means, let's say he's already removed it to his property, but he didn't give the money yet, and then all of a sudden what you sold started to boom, it became worth much more, can't do anything about it. The other person already, it already belongs to the other person. By Yisomim, since they didn't give the money, then the Chazal said, no, the Yisomim can retract it. Yodim al Elyonah, we must give them always the benefit. This is what the Rambam is getting. We see that we must be careful of their money more than our own money. Not sufficient, but more. And the Gemara says, Beis Din Aviyam Shel Yisomim Hayim. It's the responsibility of the Beis Din. Now, Beis Din means the tzibur. It's the responsibility of the community to be the fathers of the orphans. Kol ha-matniton o machison ehichiv lohen. If you anger a widow or an orphan, or you cause them pain, or order behem, or you afflict them, you overwork them, or even memenon, or you cause loss of their money, hareza eva b'leisasa, transgress a negative commandment. But kol shkein amaka isom o amakalav. And certainly, if you strike them or you curse them, the lav ze afal pishein lekin avot. Now the Rambam says, even though this negative commandment, you don't get malchus. There is no corporal punishment in the Beis Din for it. But harei ein shem afurish b'Torah. But the punishment is explicit in the Torah. V'chora api, according to Baruch Hu, says, I will become very angry. V'harakti eschem v'chora, and I will kill you with a sword. Bris koras lahem mishu omra v'haya elam. The Rambam says that it's an axiom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a covenant. The one who has called the world into creation has made a covenant. She calls man sheim tzeki machmas mechomes heim neonim. That whenever they cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they were taken advantage of, he will listen to them. As it states, Kim tzok yitzak elai shemei ashma tzakosei. Now this is all referring when you take advantage of them for your own sake. But what happens if you are tough with them for their sake? For example, you have a rabbi who's teaching an orphan, or you have a teacher who's teaching a profession to an orphan, and you have to discipline him. Or you have to discipline him, you see that he's going in the wrong ways. Hareze muter. Then you're allowed. The afal pikein, but still, lo yinag behen minikol odom. You must not treat him the same way you would treat any other person. You must not speak to him the same way. You must not treat him the same way you would treat any other student. Eliyasalem Hefresh. You must make a distinction. You must treat him with great nachas. This means with great kindness, with great rachamim, compassion, v'kovod, and great honor. Shenemar ki Hashem yoriv rivrom, because it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight their battles for them. Echad yosei mi'av, echad yosei mi'em. This is referring to an orphan from his father or an orphan from his mother. It makes no difference. V'ade mosai nikroim yisomim, and for how long are they considered to be yisomim? Ad shelo yetzrichin la'odem godol yisomech aleihem. Olav. Until no longer do they have to rely on an adult. When they get to the age where they don't have to rely on adults anymore, then they are out of the category of orphans. When they can do everything for themselves, like other adults. But as long as they can, they have a deen of an orphan, and this is how you must treat them. So, it's a tremendous responsibility. Those who come into contact with orphans, or those who come into contact with widows, the patience and the kindness and the compassion that one must have. This mitzvah also has a specific significance when it comes to Yontif. The Torah tells us when it comes to Yontif, v'samachta b'chagecha, that you shall rejoice on your Yontif. So it states, v'samachta es ha-levi, es asher b'shorecha, you shall also bring joy to the Levi, because he has no land in Eretz Yisrael. The hager and the ger, the almona and the widow, the ayosim and the orphan. Now what does this mean? So the Rambam brings in Hilchos Yontif. The Rambam brings in Perek Vov Halacha Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, Shiva Shemei Pesach Shmeini Shemei Chag Im Shar Yomim Tevim Kulam Asurim Behespit V'Tainis V'Chayim Odom Liyos Ben Someach V'Tuv Leiv. 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot. This is in Eretz Yisrael. This means not only the Yom Tev, but the Chol Hamoed also. All the Yom Tevim, a person is obligated to rejoice, to be of good heart, hu ubonav ishtoi ubnei bonav v'chol anilvim olav, and he has to rejoice, bring rejoicing to he himself, to his family, his wife, to those, to his bnei bonav, his grandchildren, and all of those who are bnei bayis, all of those who are from his household, as it states, v'somachtu b'chagecho, you shall rejoice on your yontif. Now the Rambam says that technically, even though this simcha technically refers to the Korban Shlomim, that during the time of the Beis Hamikdash we will bring a sacrifice and that would be the simcha, but still, in this simcha, min HaTorah is also the klal is the simcha lismeach uvonav, to bring rejoicing to all of those who surround him. For example, he says, each one you have to be mesameach in a particular appropriate manner. Haktanim, the small ones, give them klois ve'egoizim u'migdones. There you give nuts and you give sweets and goodies to them. To the women, you buy them clothing, v'tachshitin naim kifim emayna, and ornaments in accordance to one's means. Anoshim, the men, eichlin bosav v'sheisin yayin, they eat meat and drink wine. Because you can only be misameach with boser and yain. Then the Rambam brings, ukishu eichel v'sheiseh. Now this is a particular mitzvah on Yontif. It's not a mitzvah on Shabbos. When we say it's not a mitzvah on Shabbos, whenever you do this, it's a mitzvah. Even during the week, it's the mitzvah of chesed. It's the mitzvah of being misameach other people. But on Yontif, there's a particular obligation explicitly in the Torah. When he eats and drinks, chayv lahachel leger leyosem lealmona im shara niim umlolim. When you eat and drink on Yontif, you're obligated also to see that the ger, the yosem, the almona, And the other poor, downtrodden people also have a part of your Simchas Yontif. Avol mishenel dalsis chatzere veichel v'sheis ubon v'ishte v'ena meichel mashke lanim v'lemeri nefesh. But someone who makes a Simchas Yontif only for his own family. He closes the doors to the others. He doesn't give to the poor or to those who are admitted. Ein ze simcha mitzvah. This is not a simcha shel mitzvah. El a simchas kreisai. This is merely a simcha of his own stomach. Merely a physical simcha. This is not a simcha shantar. Val elu nemar zivcheyem kelechem einim lohem kol eichlev yitamu. Simcha kezu keleini. Kodesh Baruch Hu despises the simcha. The simcha is a shame to Yisrael. Shenema v'zorisi perish al penechem perish chagechem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that I take what you eat and I throw it back at you. This is not simcha yantiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael to be misameach b'yantiv. Said v'samachta b'chagecho ato uveisecho v'gercho v'levi asher b'shorecho. Yosef Almona, Simchas Yontif has to include yourself, your household, and all the whom lolim. If not, it's not a Simchas Yontif. This is what the Torah tells us. This is what the Rambam paskens. So this has a specific significance that when one prepares for Yontif, and he's buying himself clothing, he's buying his children clothing, and he's buying all types of good foods and wines and so forth, he must remember that if it's Simchas Yontif, he has to include the umlolim, the downtrodden also. Otherwise, it's not a Simchas Yontif. Just one final point. The Vilna Gaon we've quoted from his letter before. The Vilna Gaon had planned to go to Eretz Yisrael. His plan was that he would go to, in those days, to go to Eretz Yisrael was not like today. It was a long and very perilous journey. And he had planned to go, and once you got there, your problems would just start him. He had planned to go, and then settle himself, and then bring his wife and family over. So before he left, he wrote a letter to his family, to his wife and his family, how they should conduct themselves. It came a very, very famous letter. As it happened, he returned. He never got to Eretz Yisrael. But the letter he wrote, there's much that can be learned from the letter. There's years and years of Torah that can be learned from the letter. One point that he mentions here in the letter, "V'gambosi levakish liishti shetechabi lazimi." He says that, "My wife, I am coming to beseech of you that you shall honor my mother." See, the Gaon's mother lived together, was also living. That was his wife's mother-in-law. So he says, "I beseech of you that you shall honor my mother." Like it states in the Torah. Ubeprat le'almona. And especially the fact that she's almona. She'oven plili mi'aid. That it is a terrible, terrible avera. Letzaro, to be metzare, to cause anguish to an almona. Afilu betenua kalo, even with the smallest act. So he says, "I beseech you to honor my mother very much." Besides the fact that she's my mother and therefore you're obligated to honor her, besides that fact, she's an almona. And almona is oven plili miayid. You cannot describe what kind of avera it is to be metzayer, to cause anguish to an almona afilu betnua kalo, even with the smallest act. Now the Gaon knew Torah. This is what he wrote. I can give you one illustration of what this means. We see the great dimension that these mitzvahs take. And many times, other mitzvahs in the Torah, no matter how important they are, can be dwarfed by the great consequences of dealing here, of such mitzvahs. Therefore, it's very important for a person, like the Mishnah tells us, Le'am Oretz Chosid, Ve'Le'im Bur Yerechet. A person that doesn't know, how can he be righteous? And how can he fear Hashem? So I'll tell you something that happened once with someone who didn't know Torah, a great Godel B'Torah. There was once in the yeshiva, when I was in the Telge yeshiva, they were in the middle of moving and they were in two places, so they needed a new cook. So they got a new cook. And after some time went by, there was a little rumbling from a few individuals. And as it happened, this cook was an almona, she was a widow. So there was a little rumbling from a few individuals that evidently they found that a fleishadikar pot was together with a milchadikar pot, and a milchadikar pot was together with a fleishadikar pot. So they weren't too confident on how she was conducting things. So they made a complaint. They made a complaint to one of the Rosh Yeshivas, my Rebbe Ramot Chai Gifter. So at first they didn't seem to communicate to him what the seriousness of the situation was. So they came to me, I happened to be very close to the Gifter, and they said, will you come with us so we could state here the case of what's happening here, because who knows what's going on in the kitchen. So I said, look, I really don't want to get involved, I don't have time, but all right, I'll go along. So we went along. I think they kind of thought that evidently the Gifter didn't understand what they were saying the first time. So we went along, and he literally threw us all out. Just threw the whole bunch out. And he said in Yiddish, he says, "You will arrive missionier in the Raid of Zion and Almona." Raid of Zion and Almona from a panoso, because of a miser with a fleishadikar pot and a milchadikar pot, is like meshuga. He says, I should give up my chelik leila mabo. He says, are you trying to mix me into oppressing a widow and threatening her livelihood because you found a milchadikar pot with a fleishadikar pot? Are you entirely out of your mind? And you want to get me involved in this yet? You want me to give up my Eilam Abo over this? He says, Ge'arais from Danit, go out of here, I don't want to talk to you. And then he came over to me afterwards. And he said, he bodlu miteich, he says, Azril, he bodlu miteich ha'edra ro'azeh. He says, tail up from Danit. He says, leave the Edo HaRoazeh, don't have anything to do with it. That was finished. Then they tried with some other Rosh Hashivas, but they didn't try with him again. Now this here was an approach of a Godel B'Torah. Right? So this shows us two things. Firstly, it shows us what kind of mitzvahs we're dealing with. But we learn also another thing from here. We will learn what Shleimus HaTorah means. See? What does Torah mean and what does Amaratzis mean? What does it mean Torah and what does it mean ignorance? And this was the Torah approach. At any rate, so there was a lot that we learned from these mitzvahs. And we should lelmeid amanas lasis. That we should endeavor that these shouldn't remain really as mitzvahs that we learn about, but everyone comes into contact with the gerim and the almonis. Almost every, there are many common situations where a person has a grandmother or he has a mother, that besides being a mother and a grandmother, it's very common that she might be a widow or other widows. Or do you say me? And Be'ezras Hashem, we should have the keyach to live up to the obligation of these mitzvahs.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.